For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The Lansing School District will start its next school year with a new superintendent. Ben Schuldiner is an educator who once served as a school board member in New York City, the nation's largest school district. He arrived in Lansing last week to tour the community and meet some of the people with whom he'll be working. I spoke with Ben Schuldiner last Friday about his impressions of Lansing.
This is just an absolutely wonderful place. I've been so honored and privileged to be welcomed with open arms by the principals, the teachers, the staff, even the community members. I had an incredible meeting with the head of the Boys and Girls Club of Lansing, speaking to retirees, people who were principals in the district. And then, of course, the teachers. I was lucky enough to help distribute teacher appreciation bags in the rain, in the cold, with the union, really just getting to say hello and to thank people. My impression is just one of overwhelming care and wanting to help the community and the students that we're supposed to serve.
I understand you come from New York and you've had many different positions there. What attracted you to Lansing? Why would you want to come from New York City out here?
So there are so many reasons that I wanted to come to Lansing. You know, a 10,000 student, 25 school district is the perfect size to do some really innovative, exciting work. But it's also small enough that I can know the community and I can feel that I'm a part of the community. That really attracted me.
You have really embraced innovation in your career. One of the things I read about you is that you founded and were principal of something called the High School for Public Service in Brooklyn. And as I read, the school is partitioned essentially into three different academies. There's a legal school, medical school, urban farming, and it's a very community service-based approach. Is that something that you're planning on carrying on in Lansing?
Well, you know, the wonderful thing about the work that's already been done in Lansing is that they have this incredible Pathways program. So you already have a wonderful substantive choice for the families, you know, everything from a Montessori elementary school to an IB high school. So those things are terrific. And that allows for families to be able to make choice, but still stay within the community. But what I will say, and one of the things that I care deeply about, is giving back to the community. And so, you know, regardless of a medical or a legal, you know, and again, this district has so many wonderful things, you know, Mandarin immersion programs. I mean, you name it, it's fantastic. Is that I always believe that whoever you are, you should care about your community and want to give back. And that's just an ethos that I think we all should carry. I'm not sure how that's going to work in terms of community service, but the way that, you know, certainly I believe school districts and just communities should work is by caring about others.
Well, of course, I don't have to tell you, Ben, about all the different challenges that school districts like Lansing and all of our school districts across the country have had during this pandemic. Lansing had its share of many stops and starts over the school year in terms of trying to get back to in-person instruction, hybrids between remote learning and in-person. What are the plans so far for the fall? Do you still see remote instruction continuing? I mean, how do we hit the ground running come August?
Well, you know, that is certainly the million-dollar question, and I very much appreciate it. But I will have to certainly say that, you know, there's going to be decisions made by the board and the current superintendent. I don't come in until July 1st. I'm going to be spending a lot of time certainly talking to the board, the superintendent, and they have a wonderful COVID response team with nurses and other incredibly important folks. So I'm going to care, you know, certainly very deeply about how we can open up safely, how we can open up thoughtfully, and how we can open up so that both our students and our adults are taken care of. One of the things that I know that the district is working on that I'm very proud of is a kind of aggressive and expanded summer learning program. You know, all districts around the country, I think, are really saying to themselves, what can we do this summer to make up for some of the learning gaps and some of the issues of COVID? I'm very proud to know that you know, Lansing has thought very deeply about how to move forward with its summer learning program. And, you know, when I start July 1st, you know, I'll be able to really ascertain how that's working and how to strengthen it even more.
Ben Schuldiner is the incoming superintendent of the Lansing School District. He begins on July 1st. Thank you so much for your time and best of luck as you take on this new opportunity.
Thank you so much.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.